In the spirit of gun control, will you disarm your entire security team?
No. You will get right back to you.
You'll get back to me? Would you like a sip of my soda? Mayor Bloomberg, why can you defend yourself but not the majority of Americans? I mean, look at the team of security you got. And you're an advocate for gun control? One, two, three, four, five. I'm counting. There are probably more.
Buckle up for the fastest hour in radio. The Dave Weinbaum Show is on the air.
Yes, everybody. Obama World has even taken over New York City. That was Mayor Bloomberg and his at least five-person heavily armed security force facing down one little old reporter with a big gulp, okay, which is illegal in that town, by the way. And he was pushed away. He was shoved off to the side. He was followed. There was ID demanded upon this guy. This is the mayor that wants to disarm everybody, okay? More hypocrisy. But why are we surprised? I am here with radio legend Lieber, and welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. If you want to be a star in the Dave Weinbaum Show, call 364-0800 or...
Star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
How are you today, Lee?
I'm good, Dave. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking.
Mm-hmm.
Barry World is upon us, ladies and gentlemen. That's where up is down and down is up. Our economy is shrinking, not growing, shrinking. They predicted maybe a 1.7% growth rate. It's down. It's down. We are shrinking. Unemployment just went up this morning. What is Obama's reaction to that? He disbanded his vaunted job council, which only met two times in 4 years, anywho. So... And the thing about this, Obamacare is just coming online. We're going nuts with this stuff. We don't know how to handle it. Nobody knows what's coming. You got hidden taxes. Already the promises about keeping your own doctor, keeping your own insurance, are going up in smoke. People are being dropped from their plans, and they can't get other plans. Yet, Barack Obama's ratings still keep going up. What is up with that? All I can say, ladies and gentlemen, is nothing makes a lot of sense anymore except to hang in there and fight this ridiculousness. Fight it every day. You call shows like this. You call your congressmen, your senators, and by the way, I was in state capitol, Jeff City, on Tuesday. And somehow I was there for a McDonald's political action committee deal, which I'm a part of and have been since 1987. And for some reason, they didn't have any appointments for me. So I went and cold called our congressmen and senators with no appointment at all. I got to see Dr. Keith Frederick, Dr. Brown, who is a senator, Frederick being a representative, and the Speaker of the House, Jason Smith. And they were all accommodating, even though they were busy guys. And I had a long talk with all of them, and they are fighting their butts off up there. They are fighting their butts off to fend off the ills of Obamacare. They're putting bills into place that will tell us that our Second Amendments are not to be infringed upon, just to make sure they're fighting all these taxes and revenue charges and all these other things. They're doing their best, guys, and you got to support them. Call them up. Talk to them. They're great guys, and they're fighting for us out here in the rural areas facing the big cities of St. Louis and Kansas City, where there's a lot more pressing for entitlements and for the support of the government takeover of every step of our lives. So you really ought to support them. All righty, if you want to call this, call the show, 364-0800 or...
Star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
All right, so what is the response for this now going into the fifth year of decline? The fifth year of decline. What is the Republican, what is the Democratic response to this? What do you think it is, Lee?
Ho-hum.
No, it's the Republicans' fault.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's that famous earthquake. Bush's fault.
Right.
You know, so, you know, they're still blaming him. How many years can you use that stuff? All right. Liberals, can you defend this?
They got a story, they got a picture of you on the DaveWeinbaum.com with you reading a story.
Well, let me tell you about that
children.
One. Let me tell you about that one. I was going to talk about this later.
Oh, boy, look
at
that.
Let me tell you something. On Facebook, I made friends with a gal by the name of Eliza Davidovit. Go ahead, look her up.
All right.
Eliza Davidovit, Aliza Davidovit. All right? That's the other gal I'm kind of friendly with, Pam Geller. But you look her up. Now, I would – she's kind of famous in her own right. She was co-chair with Connie Chung. No, that's my other friend, Candace Lanier.
Oh, no.
I mean, I got these gorgeous gals that I communicate with, and they're all, like, living out. One's in Michigan, one's in New York City, and, you know, one's on Fox News. That's Ainsley Earhart, for some reason, follows me on Twitter and comments on my stuff. She actually retweeted one of my things, and I thanked her, and then I woke up in the morning, I turned on the TV, and she's staring at me from the TV.
Dave, it's not
weird.
It's not going to happen.
I know. No, wait a minute. No. One has already happened. No, you're full of it. And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
So, Eliza Davidovit, she asks questions, just like I do on my Facebook thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, I respond occasionally, and I'm kind of funny at times. Every once in a while, I get lucky, right?
Yeah.
So, I guess, and I put quotes out there. She comes on my Facebook wall, and she likes a quote, and she comments on it, and I comment back. And she personally messages me and says, you know, I've been checking out all your pictures. What the heck is Eliza Davidovit looking at my pictures for, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I see you have grandchildren, or probably have grandchildren, and I'd like to send you my book, Spunky the Monkey, all right? It's a children's book. So I said, great, you know, please send it. So she sends this book. It comes autographed not only by her, but by the illustrationist, the artist, Beck Eichler. And so I told her, well, you know, next time I get my kids together, I'll read it to them. So Sunday about 12 noon, my son says, guess what? I says, what? We're coming over and you're cooking dinner, you know, 12 noon. So, okay, I get it together. And, whenever I'm stressed, I cook a big lasagna or something like that with, garlic bread and stuff like that, big salad. And so I told these kids that if you want Grandpa to get lucky again, you will be paying attention to this book.
Yeah.
All right? And look at the picture on my website, DaveWeinbaum.com. Those kids are riveted. And it wasn't because I said anything, because I really liked the book. It was a good book, Spunky the Monkey. And so now I relayed this to her, and I says, and by the way, I would be remiss if I did not offer to buy you a drink if I come to New York. And she'd say, absolutely, absolute. I said, all right, I get it. Vodka. You want vodka? I swear it's a true story.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got a date with Eliza Davidovit. Okay? Check her out. Check her out online.
I saw her. I just looked at her.
What'd you think?
This is all right.
Oh, stop it. You're full of it. She's gorgeous. gorgeous.
A little concerned about the picture with the children, though, and the bottle of champagne.
Yeah, well, it was alcohol-free, by the way. Mm-hmm. It was kind of apple cidery. Right. All right. Thanks for pointing that out, though. And if you want to check out DaveWeinbaum.com, that's where all this good stuff is. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I have Candace Lanier on there, who talks to me about five or six times every day via Twitter and contributes to my website, and I contribute to hers. She's a gorgeous little gal, too. But she's engaged, sadly. Yeah. All right. Anyways, and she's too young for me. What do you think? 24 is a little too young for me.
Yeah,
isn't it?
You're
40 years different.
You're thinking way out of your mind here, I'll tell you.
I know. Well, wait a minute. What am I going to tell you?
Yeah,
I'm just taking life as it comes, you know.
Yeah.
Now, I was recently in Florida. Did you know that?
Yes, you told me.
Yes.
That. Mm-hmm.
And I had I spent a lot of time with my. He's going to be 96 in April. 96-year-old cousin David Gerstein.
Right.
And you know, we had a blast. I mean, he's a great guy. I mean, he's 96. He walks a mile every day. He's aided with a cane. He's got a girlfriend. At one point, when he was like 90, he had five girlfriends.
Oh.
All right? This guy has led an amazingly unusual life. So I wrote a column about him and my cousin Tommy, and the theme of which is Jews need to be a little paranoid in order to survive. Now, these guys, when it comes to Israel, they are staunch conservatives. But there's a disconnect between what Barack Obama is doing to Israel. I mean, all you got to look for is Obama's appointment of Chuck Hagel to Department of Defense. This guy's getting sliced and diced like you wouldn't believe. All right? But these guys seem to say, they don't like to stir it up, you know, just kind of hide in the shadows and, you know, make your living and, you know, don't stir it up. And I say that's a recipe for disaster for Jews. Hmm. It's a recipe for disaster. You know, they didn't say much in Russia, but, you know, a lot of them figured it out, including their fathers and mothers. Their fathers and mothers were the original ones that came over back in the turn of the century. I'm not talking about the turn of this century. I'm talking about the late 1800s, the early 1900s. And if they hadn't come over, I probably wouldn't have survived. Because most of them that stayed got caught up in the pogroms, where the pogrom being an attack on Jews by official government people. I'll never forget the picture I saw of Odessa, Russia, where they had Jews lying in body, you know, lying under covers in 1910. All along the streets in Odessa, they killed a couple hundred of them there. This was back around 1900, 1910, around there. And that's the time then they figured out, well, maybe we should get out of town, you know. And they did. Fiddler on the Roof. They came to Chicago. So if you want to see that column, it's not only on DaveWeinbaum.com, but today it's on JewishWorldReview.com. And I don't know where I'm going to go next, but maybe Israel. I'm standing in Walmart. I'm standing in Walmart yesterday doing a little shopping, and I get a call from the rabbi in Israel.
How you doing?
Yeah, pretty much, you know. And he says a couple things, and he wanted to go on the show, but he can't do it. You know why he can't do it right now?
It's some Jewish holiday?
There, well, it's the Sabbath.
Mm, okay.
It's after 5 o'clock in Israel right now.
Mm.
It's about quarter after 5.
I'll be darned.
So he can't do it. Can't call. But the rabbi was great, I thought.
Yeah, high marks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And the calls that he got were great, too. Mm-hmm. If you want to call the show, 364-0800 or where?
Star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
Okay. So we've got some great legislators up there, folks. We need to support them because they are fighting a battle, and it's not so much an uphill battle, because that's where I believe the Republicans' stand is going to work, and that's in the state houses. You know, this Obamacare thing. The IRS is now predicting that the average family, it's going to cost them $20,000 a year for Obamacare. They have a plan for a family of two, husband, wife, and three kids. So it's mind-numbing what's going on. I'll tell you what, I don't know how we're all going to survive. You got to wait and see. I realize maybe I'm overreacting a little bit here. I've got one gal that tells me it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. and other people telling me that it's going to destroy us. And most of them are the legislators. Okay, so we've got to see what this thing is. You know, we've got to pass the bill before we read it, so that we know what's in it afterwards. And that's what's coming out. Everybody's finding out the horror stories. One legislator told me he got kicked off his plan, and he's got a heart condition. I won't say who it is, but he can't get another plan. This is a guy that's in Congress, okay? He can't get another plan. Now, there were supposed to be plans available, but there are none. Nobody's stepping up. None of the insurance people are stepping up. You got to have somebody to carry this thing. So, I tell you what, it's a little scary right now. All right. Gun wars. And here's a very important thing. You know, we're still in the midst of this gun legislation brought up by, well, Barack Obama, 23 executive orders put into place, which conflict with, yes, I know you're yawning, but would you mind hitting the phone?
Yes.
Thank you. You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You didn't exert yourself, overexert yourself, did you?
No.
I can't chop Lee down today because he was looking at the site. And he's participating, and I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from? You're on the air.
I got an email the other day, and you can get anything in emails. But it says that there was a 2.3% tax in this health care that the merchants were told to hide, not show. And Cabela's, they had a picture there of the Cabela's receipt with that 2.3% tax on there. Have you heard anything about that?
Cabela's?
Cabela's, you know, the outfitter.
Is that a local deal or is that a national?
No, they're like Bass Pro.
They're
okay.
Like,
yeah, I think I saw the same thing. Now, I think I had it on my website. And it's like, you know, what I'm seeing is like a 10% added on to the roughly 10% sales, normal sales tax that we have. I think ours is out here seven something. Yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, by the way, they have two, at least when I read it, they have two militias in that health care bill.
Yeah.
And the president is in charge of that, you know, and this is where you go back to July 2nd, 2008, when he was running for office and said, we need a civilian force as powerful and as well-armed and as well-funded as our regular armed forces. That's almost an exact quote of what he said.
That's where all the millions are. Caliber hollow points, which are illegal for combat, are going.
There you go.
Bye.
All right, thanks for the call. And if you want to be a star on the Dave Weinbaum Show, like, I didn't get his name. Did you?
No, he never mentioned it.
No, all right. Well, that's okay. If you want to call the show, it's 364-0800 or...
Star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
Coming up, we're going to talk about... there's a study now on how women can successfully orgasm. University is actually sponsoring this. And if you go to DaveWeinbaum.com and click the picture, you'll get a real reaction there, all right? Now, go ahead and hit it, Lee. Go ahead and see what you get. But don't tell anybody, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now we got two callers, and I got to do a commercial. You know what? I'm going to take the calls.
Okay.
I'll take the calls. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ken from Raleigh. I think the documentary 2016 is becoming more and more true. If people would watch that documentary.
Oh, yeah. I would suggest you do it. I've seen it. I read the book by D'Souza, and it makes absolute sense that... Listen, we've been attacked from within. Our way of life is going to change if we don't do something about this. And, you know, the elections are over, but, you know, we can't give up on this stuff. We have to educate people. I'm not going to stand around like Romney and say, well, 47% of the population. We have to educate people that the 47% of the population are giving up on the American dream. You know, they're now... enslaved by this president into voting for complete, total, abject mediocrity and a deliverance of their souls to other than something that's godly. All right, on that point, we are going to take a commercial break. And please stay with me. I've got tons more. KTTR News Radio, 99.7 FM, 1490 AM.
Being away from home for whatever reason can sometimes be a bit uncomfortable. The Rustic Motel in Rolla wants to be your home away from home. With their special and affordable rates starting at just $35.99 for a single, to their weekly rates as low as $169.95, and special amenities like free Wi-Fi, cable with HBO, microwaves and refrigerators in every room, you are sure to find the comfort you need. At the Rustic Motel, you will always be treated like family in their home. The Rustic Motel, located on South Bishop next to Sonic in Rolla, or call 573-364-6900.
No! Now, does that sound like you trying to fix your own electrical problems? Well, if it does, it's time to call ABG Industrial. ABG has qualified, certified, and insured technicians who specialize in commercial and industrial electric, from new construction to lot lighting maintenance. So remember, if it's commercial electrical work that you need done by people you can trust, call ABG Industrial, 578-7451. ABG Electrical Contractor, where electrical work is simple as ABG.
Are you looking for a locally owned, full-service quarry during the winter? Then Melrose Quarry is your locally owned, full-service quarry. Melrose will be fully operational throughout the winter months to better serve their customers. Melrose Quarry is MoDOT-approved aggregate for state work, and deliveries are available. Melrose Quarry is the only locally owned quarry in Rolla and can be reached at 573-364-9101. That's 364-9101 for your friends at Melrose Quarry.
Pop into McDonald's and get some mouth-popping goodness with their new Fish McBites, available in 10, 15, and 30-piece sizes, or in a Happy Meal. And don't forget the Grilled Onion Cheddar Burger, a juicy 100% beef patty topped with caramelized onions and smooth, melty white cheddar cheese, available on the dollar menu. You can share a heart this month, red, pink, or gold. Choose your color and give from the heart. All proceeds benefit the Ronald McDonald House Charities. With locations in St. James, St. Robert, Waynesville, and two in Rolla, it's McDonald's.
We got a president, but I'm thinking more he's like King. Dear leader, I mean, are we going to have to address him like that? Are we going to be forced to laugh at his jokes? Are we going to be forced to cry when he cries? He's trying to legislate through executive orders, as I call them, and it stinks. It's like he's saying, you know, we don't need no stinking Congress. We don't need no stinking Supreme Court. We don't need no stinking Constitution, and he sure as heck doesn't need you or me.
Yep, and that's, I don't know anyone who can deny that. He doesn't like the way our government works. He would rather much be a dictator. And I realize that all guys, you know, have a give and take on executive power, but this guy's way over the top, way over the top. He just had some of his appointments stopped by the Supreme Court, saying they're unconstitutional because he didn't do it in the right way. I don't believe that ever happened to Bush. And there's, you know, like I said, there's give and take, but Bush never did that. So, and he's ignoring them. These guys now have made so many dictates and so many created some regulations and things like that. Well, those all should be void because their appointments were illegal. All right, if you want to call the show, 364-0800 or
star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
Now, here's a sad thing. You know, this is, you know, I'm almost going to cry for this because native Brit Piers Morgan on CNN says that if Obama doesn't confiscate our weapons, he's going to move back to Great Britain. Oh, darn. Well, don't let your arse hit the door on the way out, all right? Anyways, or don't let the door hit your arse on the way out. I got that messed up, didn't I? Oh, well. All right, want to call the show, 364-0800 or where?
Star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
Chuck Hagel made an absolute fool of himself yesterday in the hearings. A rote anti-Semite was sliced and diced by the likes of John McCain, who kept asking him if it was true that the surge, which he said would have been the worst thing in U.S. history, worked. He wouldn't answer the question. I mean, it was obvious that the thing worked, and he wouldn't answer the question. And Lindsey Graham got him on when he said that all the congressmen were intimidated by the Jew lobby. He said that years ago. And so Lindsey Graham, to his credit, said, Could you point out a senator that has been afraid of the Jew lobby? And he wouldn't answer that question. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. Thanks for waiting. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Gordon.
Ah, the operator called me. All right. If you want to call back, it's 364-0800 or...
*KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
Tell you a little story about Chuck Hagel. Now, I was in D.C. about 6 years ago, about 2006. Oh, no, wait a minute. No, it was about 2003, actually, I think. I'm thinking here. No, it was about 2006. All right, so I'm late to go to a meeting with some senator or congressman or somebody's aide or something, and I take a cab, and they let me off, and I'm standing next to a guy in a really gorgeous suit, like a, you know, $3,000 suit. And I says, you know, you look familiar. What's your name? He says, oh, I'm Senator Chuck Hagel. I says, oh, well, yeah, I know about you, you know. And we started talking and stuff. And he starts telling me, you know, what a liar Bush is. I says, well, what did he lie about? He says, weapons of mass destruction. I says, really? Aren't you on the Intelligence Committee? He says, yeah. I said, well, don't you have the same intelligence as the administration does? So now he's looking at me a little suspicious. And I says, by the way, aren't you running for president? Well, you know, he was pulling this stuff way back then. All right, now he's sucking up to Obama so he can be the Director of Defense, Secretary of Defense. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello? I guess you're not there. You're on the air. What is this?
I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah, like your phones numbers. Are broken is what it is.
Could be.
All right. 364-0800 or...
*KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
Okay. We might be having trouble with the phones here, but that's not good. Anyways, I got plenty of stuff. You don't have to worry about it. Just listen to me. Hi there. Welcome to Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Craig. I'm from Bell. You were saying that the people we need to reach are essentially Obama supporters, and so I agree with that. We really got to help them wake up from what I would call a brainwash, and we've got to treat them as friends passionately, but we got to help them. And along those lines, I have a few quotes that I've put together. They're very brief.
Okay, go ahead. Make it brief, though.
Well, I would like them to understand that a brainwashed society or a brainwashed person will, by design, they will deny that they're brainwashed. They don't know it. And when it's pointed out to them, they're going to automatically get angry or hurt or in denial. And if they would try to understand that lies are what win elections, because they can be perfectly molded to fit popular wants and beliefs of a trusting or unsuspecting public. But, you know, the truth cannot be molded, but lies can, and they can sound really, really good. But whether or not your corrupt government who makes these promises ever fulfills them, that quickly becomes irrelevant once they have a power base. And
yeah.
So I would like all of our Obama-supporting friends to understand that cunning always exploits complacent trust.
Yeah, it's a good point, and thank you for the call. And, you know, we've got, may want to hit the other one. You know, we got, I don't know if you saw Colin Powell's interview with Bill O'Reilly, but it was very telling. You know, it's almost like he was brainwashed, too. If you don't know, Colin Powell happens to be African-American, a great general, and a Republican, and he was Secretary of state, I believe, under George Bush, and was one of the guys that swears to this day that those intelligence reports on weapons of mass destruction were accurate at the time, and everyone thought they had them, including Democrats. So, but he voted for Barack Obama twice, and he was questioned by Bill O'Reilly about it. And the thing about it is, he's saying, well, the Republicans say, sometimes they say nasty stuff. Well, so do the Democrats. But the thing about it, we ran two rhinos, for goodness sakes. John McCain couldn't have been any more middle-of-the-road or Democrat-like, and Mitt Romney. And Colin Powell couldn't bring himself to vote for either one of those guys? Give me a break. Anyways, welcome to the show. Hi there. Thank you for waiting. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, that's right, Jason. I'm calling. I'm earlier from Salem, but I'm on my way to Columbia. But I wanted to find out, did I hear you correctly about the $20,000 for a family of five on the insurance? If
it look it up. It's on Drudge right now. Could you look that up, get Monica or Donica or whatever her name is to look up? I'm asking Lee to get our research assistant on this.
It's the first time I've got to listen to your show, and look forward to listening to him some more.
You well, great. A new caller, a new listener, and a new caller. Yeah, I keep listening, man. You know, I've been on for, 6 years now, and I'm gaining new listeners every day as we speak.
Yeah, I listen to Rush Limbaugh. I think it's the right station. I figured you agree with some of his stuff.
Well, you know, I know some of them. I write on the same website with David Limbaugh, his brother. I know an Andy Limbaugh, who is, his nephew. And I've even played golf with Steve Limbaugh, who was a Supreme Court justice. But, yes, we do connect on a lot of issues, and I listen to Rush as well.
Okay. Thank you very much. Keep up the good work.
Hey, thank you for the call. And if you want to call this number and be on the show, 364-0800 or...
Star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone. Now, what did you want on the Drudge Report?
Look up where it says the IRS says it's going to cost $20,000 for an average family to pay for Obamacare, for a plan. Look that up. It should be on the right-hand side as I saw it this morning. Mm. It's a new thing. So, anyways, Danica is doing that. While that, we're going to move along here. By the way, is there a caller on?
No, that's the guy Wallinger.
Oh, okay. Mm. I don't know. I'm asking you to do too much, and I realize that I'm sorry because I don't want to mess with your timing. Anyways, now let's go to Rand Paul. You know, they are now in the process of shipping 16 F-16s. And 200 tanks to Egypt. Now, there's a little problem with that. That deal was made under Mubarak, the last leader of Egypt, who Barack Obama helped kick out to get this guy named Morsi and the Muslim Brotherhood. Morsi, who was quoted just about a year and a half ago, is saying, Jews come from pigs and apes. And he's going to ship, he's shipping them, right in the process of shipping them, 16 F-16s and 200 tanks. I mean, it's incredible. Rand Paul, of all people, tried to stop it, and the Senate overrode him. So it's our Congress that blame, too. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Charles. I'm calling from Raleigh.
Hi, Charles. What's going on?
Not a lot. Hey, in reference to your medical insurance, I work for a delivery carrier, the largest one in the world. That's all I'll say about that. And we got a letter Monday saying that our insurance costs would be printed on box 12 of our W-2, which I received yesterday.
Yeah.
They said that it costs $18,000 to cover us. Our cost plus the company cost together was $18,000.
Well, pretty close to it.
So they also told us that we will be paying income tax on that effective next year.
Oh, my God. So not only that, not only are you going to be paying part of that, but you're going to be paying tax on the part that's a benefit to you.
Exactly.
Wow.
No, on the total cost, the whole $18,000.
Oh, really? Are they paying for the whole thing?
All of it. We, because it is income to us.
Yeah.
From the company and our part, now we will be paying based on our salary plus that $18,000 extra.
But, sir, the company pays for your whole premium, right? You don't pay any of it?
We pay just a really tiny, minute part of it.
All right. Well, you're with a good outfit, UPS or FedEx?
The brown one.
The brown one. Okay. Yeah. And we use both of you guys a lot. So, why don't you guys replace the post office, for goodness sakes? I mean, not that I don't like the postal workers, but you're so much more efficient. You're privately owned and you're competitive.
Right. And, I mean, even though there is a union involved, you know, it's not the employee's choice to belong. It's just one of those things it's just one of those deals that come with the job.
Well, it's not a public union where you're dealing with people that are that are paying union dues, which go directly to the politicians that they're dealing with. So private and public unions are very different.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
But anyways,
I just thought that I would clue in with the cost with what the government's saying for a decent paying job. That's pretty close.
Well, we don't need those stinking IRS report then. You didn't find it, did you? Lee?
All right, I appreciate it, Ed.
Earth to Lee. Lee Burr. Hi, Lee Burr. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, did you find it?
I went to the Drudge report, but I couldn't find it.
Okay.
Again,
well,
what are you looking for?
It says IRS says it's a $20,000
oh, here it is.
Premium. Oh, you can find it. Okay, good. All right, thank you very much.
All right.
Danica. And you know what? While Lee is pondering that, we are going to take a break because it is a, as Rush calls it, obscene profit time. And by the way, if you want to be a sponsor on the show, it's 364-2525. And Mike Thompson, who I know affectionately as Pig Vomit, will take your call and give you a good rate on this show. This is one of the most profitable shows for what the expenses are in radio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, would you say?
Yeah.
All right. So anyways, call 364-2525. And now we're going to stop for commercial. This is KTTR News Radio, 99.7 FM, 1490 AM.
Hi, this is Matt from Matt's Steakhouse.
Join us for Valentine's weekend this year for the best steaks, mouth-watering prime rib, cold water lobster tails, and chocolate-covered strawberries, and so much more. All of our Valentine's specials will run Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Reservations are recommended by calling 573-364-1220. Don't forget our Wounded Warrior Wednesdays. Every Wednesday, we donate 5% of all sales to this worthwhile charity. We've raised more than $14,000 for the Wounded Warriors. Join us every Wednesday at Matt's Steakhouse.
Are you looking for a locally owned, full-service quarry during the winter? Then Melrose Quarry is your locally owned, full-service quarry. Melrose will be fully operational throughout the winter months to better serve their customers. Melrose Quarry is MoDOT-approved aggregate for state work, and deliveries are available. Melrose Quarry is the only locally owned quarry in Rolla and can be reached at 573-364-9101. That's 364-9101 for your friends at Melrose Quarry.
Sometimes you're just too busy to do the laundry. Or, well, you just don't want to. Either way is fine by Forum Cleaners. Just bring them your clothes and household items, or you can drop them off at one of their easy drop locations at Studio K in St. James or Hey Shoe Store in Cuba. Forum Cleaners accepts all major credit cards, and they offer same-day cleaning, alterations, and they can clean items such as wedding gowns, band and choir uniforms, and they're also agents of Ram Leather Care of St. Louis for all your leather cleaning needs. Call Forum Cleaners today at 364-1114 and leave the cleaning to them.
Pop into McDonald's and get some mouth-popping goodness with their new Fish McBites, available in 10, 15, and 30-piece sizes, or in a Happy Meal. And don't forget the Grilled Onion Cheddar Burger, a juicy 100% beef patty topped with caramelized onions and a smooth, melty white cheddar cheese. Available on the dollar menu. You can share a heart this month, red, pink, or gold. Choose your color and give from the heart. All proceeds benefit the Ronald McDonald House Charities. With locations in St. James, St. Robert, Waynesville, and two in Rolla, it's McDonald's.
Think back. Remember the 1990s, the bull market, when making money seemed easy, maybe too easy? As the great stock market bubble slowly deflates, investors are being forced to relearn an old but important lesson. Making and keeping money isn't easy. It really starts with knowledge. Quite simply, investment success requires superior knowledge. But knowledge is neither cheap nor easy to come by. That's where we at Lindbergh Capital Management can help. As a registered investment advisor, we've spent years in a highly focused but dogged research effort to determine what works in financial markets, what doesn't, and why. When it comes to investing, we bring to bear the power of this considerable knowledge and experience. So if you're ready to work with an investment advisor that's done its homework, give us a call. That's Lindbergh Capital Management at 314-416-0055. For a no-obligation appointment, take a few minutes. Call 314-416-0055. At Lindbergh Capital Management, we put our knowledge to work for you.
Fox News senior judicial analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano is with us now. It looks like a lot of stuff piling up on Bob Menendez.
Well, it does look like a lot is piling up on the senator, and it is unlawful under U.S. federal law to travel to another country to have sex with someone under the age of 18, even if the sexual encounter there is lawful. Prostitution is lawful in the Dominican Republic, not with children under the age of 16. So age here is very important. The other interesting things here are the travel on this plastic surgeon's private jet, which apparently occurred many times. The senator has visited this hotel 20 times in 2 years, the same hotel, a five-star resort. The resort is owned by two sugar barons. Question. did the gifts from the plastic surgeon or the sugar barons influence any of the senator's vote? The other interesting thing is the involvement of the FBI. Now, the FBI could be looking at independent criminal behavior on the part of the physician who provided the air flights, or he could be looking at the senator. We don't know. He could be removed from the Senate, even if he's not convicted of a crime.
Senator Menendez, proud senator, going to Casa de Campo, by the way. That's the name of the resort where I was once. Great golf there, by the way. They have a golf course by the name of Teeth of the Dog. All right. And some great oceanside holes. Just very challenging. I had a lot of fun. I didn't see no hookers there. But I got a massage on the beach, and my second wife, I mean, it was on the beach. It was in a little tent. Everybody was doing it, and she was really upset. I mean, she was standing right there watching, and she got upset. So, anyhow, here's Menendez going out there 20 times, allegedly having booze and hooker parties with underage hookers down there in Dominican Republic, which there it's legal, but it's not legal for a U.S. citizen to go down there and have sex with an underage person, apparently. So he is liable to be losing his Senate seat. Hopefully there's a gain involved for Republicans. We'll see where this goes, and you ought to pay attention to that, because that's going to be an ever-increasing. Now, this guy, Senator Menendez, he's supposed to take John Kerry's place as the head of the Intelligence Committee, I think, in the Senate. And he never showed up for Kerry's hearings, so he knows he's in trouble. He's in deep doo-doo, and we'll see where this goes. Can you catch us up on that, or you just know that it's there?
The IRS thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's right here.
Okay, it's on Drudge, and look it up and click on it. And we had a confirmation, really, from the Brown Company, UPS, where they say, where an employee says that it's about $18,000 for them. So
right.
that's going to be a heavy group plan right there, probably discounted.
Yeah, this one indicates $20,000 per family.
Yeah, $20,000 per family.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that a decrease? I'm not an expert in what insurance rates are, but is that a decrease, do you think? I think it's a huge increase.
I would have to think it's an increase.
Now we're all, this was all that this was about, the Affordable Health Care Act. All right? Sounds to me like it's about 70 to 100% higher than what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And there are taxes involved in it. And are you going to be able to use your own doctor? And are they going to cut down on your ability to get operations, you know, EB, and I didn't mention this on the air, but EB just went through open heart surgeries, 80 years old, and he had a rough time, and it was an expensive operation. He's back to work, thank goodness. Back to work. You know why he's back to work? How I know?
Why?
He called me yesterday and demanded money. There you go.
Good idea.
There you go. So they found a heart in EB, and thank God he's back to work. He's a good friend, and... but under Obamacare, in a couple years, will you be able to get that operation if you're 80, or will they just let you slide to death? You know? I think Sarah Palin was right. Speaking of Sarah Palin, you know, she quit her gig at Fox News.
Yes.
And she's now raising money. She's raising money. And she says she's going to shake up the Republican Party. Now, I don't know what that means exactly, but... But, you know, I told her back at the CPAC convention, after she gave her keynote speech and kind of nailed Romney as a non-conservative who just didn't have the instincts to be a conservative, I told her when I got to meet her by chance, I said, you know, you should have run. And she looked at me like, and she gave me this look like, I know. I think she knew she blew it. And I think she's going to be back. You know, and you can say what you want to about her, but she got 3 million more votes from Republicans than Mitt Romney did. And I don't mention McCain because I think McCain was a drag on the ticket, quite frankly. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Dave, this is Bob calling from Cuba, Missouri.
Hey, Bob, how you doing, buddy?
Doing good. Hey, I got a little pickle to pick with you.
Okay, go ahead.
You know, you was talking earlier to this UPS guy. And as you know, I've worked for the post office for 20-some years.
Uh-oh.
The last...
Don't go postal on me now. Come on.
Well, I'm just telling you the fact. The last few years, this has been going on for 2 or 3 years, the post office worked out a deal with UPS. They haul a lot of our packages on their jets, and we deliver a high percentage of UPS's packages now to the post office efficiently. So a lot of these packages you're getting delivered has UPS on them are delivered by the post office. Now, the post office has problems, but I get tired of this rap how we do such a poor job, and I had to stand up for my company.
All right, well, you know what? You're combining with UPS, and you're making it better.
Yes.
That was my point.
I work at 4 different post offices, and there's UPS trucks come into all those post offices. I'm loading high percentage of packages to the post office that we're delivering. So.
I want you to know, when I was in college, I was a mailman.
Well,
part-time job.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of the problems we have is the post office made agreements with the unions, and we have the post office has to hold up to this, and, you know, we have a lot of too many management people, but we're trying to get things lined out.
I think with the that was a smart move, and I think that might help it work better. Thank you, Bob. You have a great weekend. I have another caller. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Dolores, and I couldn't keep my mouth shut.
Who told you to keep your mouth shut?
Well, this guy is talking about how great it is that they team up with the post office. Oh, my God. My brother, where he lives in Alabama, that is such a cluster trying it that way. They send his stuff back because the post office doesn't deliver it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, that's not getting the world with the post office. I probably shouldn't have mentioned, but it's true. Come on.
His post office where he's at is horrible. I sent him a surprise for his birthday, and finally, one after his birthday, I was like, you know, did you get a package from me? And he went up there and was like, do you have it? He keeps a post office box because they won't deliver really to him. They want to put it out on a 4-lane highway because he lives on a gravel road just off there.
Okay.
You know, and I had to literally call him and, like, you know, I sent you something. And he went up there, no, we don't have it. So he went back and got somebody different because you have to change counter people because they won't look for it. And yeah, it was there.
But that's only one incident.
No, they threw his fruit away. He had oranges.
Oh.
His buddy sent him.
Okay.
No. And every time he tries to order something and they send it that UPS. No, you don't do that. And, you know, and another thing, I guess to change the subject.
Yes, dear.
You know, they're blaming the Republicans.
Yeah.
For you know, it's our fault that things are going.
That old earthquake, Bush's fault.
Yeah, we're not spending enough money. Who does that remind you of? What movie? It's, you know, the Blues Brothers, where, you know, Carrie Fisher, her character has a gun on John.
Yeah, AK-15, I believe.
Yeah, it's not my fault. It's like he goes through the whole litany. It's, you know, my suit didn't come back from the cleaners. I run out of gas. I had a flat tire. You know. It's not my fault.
And she believes him. I love that movie.
Every time they say that, we just look at each other. Yep, it's the Blues Brothers. And
there you go.
In charge.
There you go.
Yeah. All right.
Dolores, you have a great weekend. That was a funny call. Anyways, Bob, don't call me back. I don't want to get into a big argument about this. And besides which, I only have 10 minutes left, right, Lee?
No, you actually have right now 5 minutes left.
Okay, well, I was overreading. Well, I'd settle for 7 because that's where it is, really. Anywho, you know, Israel attacked a Syrian convoy that was driving weapons into Lebanon and into the hands of Hezbollah, the mortal enemy of Israel. And now Syria and its ally, Iran, are threatening Israel. You know what Israel's response is? Wait. You haven't seen anything yet. Mm-hmm. We're not done. Good. You know, Israel's got to protect itself. It can't let these rockets keep going into these countries like Lebanon and like Gaza, because they use them. You know, they use them, and they use them to kill civilians. And as these weapons get more technically adept, they're going to be more effective, and they're going to kill a lot of people. And Israel can't afford to lose people. They're a sliver of land in a sea of Jew-hating countries. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello. Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
This is Senator Dan Brown, and I'm in Rolla doing surgery this morning.
Senator Dan Brown from downtown Rolla. All right. How are you?
I have a great show today. I'm great, and I wanted to tell everybody I had a good surprise this week. I got a visit from a great American, Dave Weinbaum, and everybody in the office thought you were great.
And I came without notice, and I cold called you guys, and you all saw me, and it was just a pleasure to talk to you guys and see what kind of work you're doing up there under a lot of pressure, no doubt, from what's coming down from the federal government and what you're getting from Kansas City and St. Louis.
Yep. And we had a good visit, and we'll have to continue that. But I just want to say it was a great surprise and a great treat for all of us, and you're welcome anytime. Anyone from the district is. It's always great when you're making sausage to see someone from the district. It just makes the day go much better. So thank you for coming, sir.
Time out of your schedule, and thank you to your office staff who put up with me. And I appreciate the call. And say hello to my other fan.
Yeah, I will do. I don't know if she's listening this morning.
I don't think she's called this morning. What's going on with that?
I don't know. We'll have to get her going.
All right. You take care, Senator. I appreciate that. Senator Dan Brown, all right, from downtown Rolla, where he's operating on a dog or a cat or whatever. Mm-hmm. He's a good guy. I like him. I like all our guys up there. You know, I always, you know, they introduce him at the tea parties, and it's, you know, these guys are honest, hardworking individuals. Veterinarian Dr. Keith, you know, I don't know what Jason did. What did Jason? I think he's a lawyer. Jason Smith.
Could be. I don't
yeah.
know. Mm-hmm.
Good guys, and they're looking out for our best interests, ladies and gentlemen. And you know, you need to do that. You need to call them, and you need to talk to them, and they will talk to you. Okay, these guys are down to earth guys. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Will from Waynesville.
Hi, Will.
I just wanted to say, hey, Dave, thanks for everything that you do on the air there. It's people like you that make the GOP a failure. And keep doing what you're doing.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
You know, there's a lot of sarcasm in that call.
No, keep doing it.
Okay. All right. I'm doing it, okay?
You guys are great.
Eventually, you know, things turn. So when we win, and we will, call me back and tell me what a great job I'm doing, too, okay? Is that fair enough? Is that fair enough?
That's that. Shut it down. Shut the opposing voices down, Dave.
Who's shutting you down?
You are.
How?
You're talking over me.
Oh, do you want to take over the show? Go ahead. I'll give you another 10 seconds.
All I'm saying, Dave, is thanks for doing what you do. It's people like you that lead your followers astray.
Okay.
That's why you don't have power. So keep doing the good job you're doing.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the call. Always nice to end on that, you know. But, all right, we got 2 minutes left. And, what, 5 minutes?
I got a minute and a half.
A minute and a half. All right. The timekeeper over there is very strict. Okay. So we got the Super Bowl coming up. We might as well talk about that because the rest of the stuff, there's just too much stuff left to talk about. You guys got to watch the news. I mean, things are happening left and right in this country. And, you know, we got the Kool-Aid drinker just called. You know, he's happy about Obamacare. He's happy about the economy going back into recession. He's happy about the attack on our gun rights. So, okay, whatever. You know, have at it. I mean, you know, just because we lost doesn't mean we're wrong. Don't forget that, ladies and gentlemen. I know I have another caller, but I can't take you. It's too late. How much time do we have now?
Just about 27 seconds.
All right. Well, you know, Super Bowl, Ravens versus 49ers. Who are you picking, Lee?
I'll go with the Niners.
Why?
I just think they have too much offense for Baltimore to handle.
You know what? I think you might be right. I don't know because this Kaepernick kid is something else. Mm-hmm. Okay? He's got so many options. It's so tough to control what he's doing. And he seems to have a lot of wisdom for a young guy. You know? So it's going to be a fun weekend. And, you know, you guys... Listen to these guys twist a knife in because we lost. Okay? That ought to boil your blood, ladies and gentlemen. You know, never give up. And I'm not giving up. And we're going to win this thing eventually. And where is he going to be? Okay? Anyways, thank you so much. Have a great weekend, and we'll be back next week.